I'm speaking on behalf of the International Organization of Employers. I think it's important to clarify here that business is actively engaged to promote responsible business conduct. And I think it is key that companies and the private sector at large are also listened to as part of this overall process. And we are committed to be engaged also with all the relevant stakeholders. But for that, we need to build trust among us. And we have the open door for that. And I think it's also key to say that employers' organizations have done a lot to promote business and human rights. But the problem now we see with this draft Biden treaty is that we're afraid that it will compete against the UNGPs. And one of the, let's say, key takeaways from the UN roadmap of the UNGPs was precisely to say that business have done a lot, but states are lagging behind. And it's at the states and national level that we must improve everything there to improve the conditions for workers and also for business. And my questions to you, Robert, but also the former UN Working Group member, is how can we make sure that this process of this treaty does not compete against the UNGPs? And how can we make sure that for companies this does not create more complexity? Because this is what we need, is to have less complexity to implement due diligence processes, to respect human rights. So happy to listen to you. Thank you.